Health news headlines are presented in part by the Marion University College of Osteopathic Medicine in Indianapolis.
Welcome back to Sound Medicine. I'm Barbara Lewis. Let's check in with Jill Dittmeyer for this week's health news headlines, plus some other health news.
Thanks, Barb. The death toll in Africa from the Ebola virus is closing in on 700. The Peace Corps announced that it is temporarily evacuating several hundred volunteers from the three hardest-hit countries, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. And two volunteers in Liberia have been hospitalized because they came in contact with someone who later died. We spoke with infectious disease expert Dr. Nasia Safdar of the University of Wisconsin.
I think one of the things that is somewhat hopeful with Ebola is that there haven't really been any reports of somebody who has been able to be contagious while they're incubating the illness. So all the contagiousness has happened once they already developed symptoms. And that's been helpful, as you have no idea who's out there who might be incubating Ebola until they actually get symptoms.
Dr. Safdar told me there's so much we still don't know about how Ebola is spread.
Well, so we know that humans and the non-human primates, like gorillas and chimpanzees and the like, will get Ebola and will get sick from it. But we don't know what are the reservoirs of animals that will harbor Ebola and not get sick, but be able to transmit it to other individuals. And I haven't really seen any progress on that front or even a theory about what the likely suspects are. The other thing we don't know is what body fluids are most contagious. And so at this point, one should assume that all body fluids are equally contagious. And that means a lot of barrier precautions.
Is there any research, current research being done on that? I mean, it seems like a very difficult thing to research.
It is, because it does pose a hazard to somebody who's doing research on it. You know, you don't want to be growing the virus up live, for example, and exposing lab workers to it. So that is a challenge. But on the other hand, you know, research methodology has progressed very rapidly in the last decade. And so there are definitely groups of people who are working feverishly on trying to identify it. But because it comes with a huge risk to the individual studying it, those groups are not as many as one might hope.
Dr. Nasia Safdar is Medical Director of Infection Control for the University of Wisconsin Hospital.